This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? I mean, not just part of the problem, be part of the solution by getting informed, getting engaged, doing what you need to do to be able to push back against, you know, there's no way to put it anymore. You heard it the other night, and it's very true. This is all-out war in so many ways. You know, and we're going to talk about it more a little later in the show, but you know, Joe Biden's, I can't call it a speech. Let's call it ramblings. Sound familiar? Yeah, let's call it ramblings, because that's exactly what it was. There was nothing, you know, again, basically saying Trump did it all wrong, he's doing it all right. But, again, we'll get into the detail later on in the show. And then Alfonso Rachel, my buddy Joe, going to join us right after the break. After the first break. Always appreciate his time with us as well. The and you know, he loves to come, and I do too, but he loves to come and stuff from a scriptural standpoint. From a God standpoint, which is really, man, I'll tell you what. If you people haven't learned, and you know what I mean by you people, if you people haven't learned already that government, you know, we've been doing the Chinese, we've been doing the China connection every Friday. And if you haven't learned yet, that Joey B and team are trying to do the same thing that places like China and Germany and Italy, when they were full-blown fascists, or there was full-blown, the same thing they're doing, right? They're trying to get your kids. They're trying to tell you where to go, what to go, how to go, when you can go, and why you can go. Some of you are not paying attention to California politics. Governor Nuisance is talking about, you know, lightening up even more, right? Allowing more places to open, and, you know, it looks like we're doing a good job. Besides, it looks like you're going to hit that 2 million mark on recalling me, right? Yeah, I can't watch him either. Slow Joe, that's a great name for him. Slow Joe, Sleepy Joe. And the recovery will be, you know, good for everybody, and we're working hard to make it happen. And since there were no vaccines ready, I mean, seriously, I had a monotone history teacher that was better than this guy. Right? And you, and these yo-hos don't stop. You know, you guys should be scared about something. Steve Crowder also was suspended from Twitter again. And you, every step that you see, every step these guys take, move closer and closer and closer to stifling people like me. Okay? And I'm not even a big name, stifling people like me. And somebody just, you know, sent me a text. So remember to mention that Joe Biden's, this is shame on his family. Shame on his handler. Shame on, you know, we already said this constantly. I'm not trying to disparage you, somebody text, but we've already done this. They don't care. Let's just be clear. They don't care. All right? And Dr. You know, this Dr. Seuss debacle is back. Cat in the Hat, races. Horton the Elephant is white supremacy. Right? And, you know, this is from Todd Sturges' site, and he says, you ever have one of those days when you just feel like staying in bed? Because you know it's going to be one of those days. Well, look at today. There's another development in the Dr. Seuss debacle. Now, so far, six of his books have been yanked from circulation over accusations of racism. Now, if you got these in your closet, put them aside. Because when you really can't find them anyway, they're going to be worth a lot of money. I don't have it in front of me. I got it close. I have a book, The Constitution Made Easy. Who knew that this thing was going to be worth hundreds of dollars? Because not only the guy who wrote it died, they're not publishing it anymore. Why? Why would you not publish that? Anyway, now comes word that Cat in the Hat is a racist and Horton Elephant is a white supremacist. I mean, this just gets better as it goes. I mean, it's not even called cancel culture anymore. We need to call it stupid culture. Another one of stupid culture people. An organization called The Conscious Kid started this cancel culture mess by examining Dr. Seuss's books through the lens of critical race theory. A farce, of course, but we'll keep going. They believe that all literature must be examined with an eye to its alleged inherent racism. That's right, because, you know, I wrote my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Oh, no. Right? I mean, I wrote that book. When I sat down to write, you know what I said? You know, I'm such a racist. How do I write this to get my true feelings across? Now, these people are just as bad as the when you're talking about Muslim extremists, even Christian extremists, I'm sorry. Right? The goal, well, actually, it's more with the Muslim extremists. Their goal is to plunder Western civilization. They want to destroy the American way of life. The Antifa people, they want to destroy the American way of life. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about what they're doing. Look at what the BLM had on their website about us. They wanted to destroy the Western way of life. They just about said it. You didn't even have to read into it. As for Horton Hears the Who, they say the book is allegedly about a white savior complex. And the Cat in the Hat? Well, that was inspired by blackface. Can you just show the senior host. We'll be back. Maybe Zoe can bring some reality to this. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Come on, you know the drill. Just be involved. Get engaged and be involved. Otherwise, you know, why bother? Right? If you're just going to sit on the sidelines and eat popcorn and watch what happens, just tune into another station because I'm not interested in even having you listen to me. Seriously, I mean that sincerely. Anyway, love having this guy on with me. I know you guys do, too. It's Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and you gotta catch it. Zoe, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know, that's all we can do.
Well, yeah, but you got to cause a little aggravation while you're hanging in there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be kicking, you know, while I'm hanging.
God,
hopefully it won't get that bad.
Do we talk about this? Did we talk about the evangelical letter last week?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, you missed a good one. Evangelicals for Joe Biden. They wrote a letter to him, okay?
Okay.
And they said, we're very disappointed in your activity, you know, around the, you know, the abortion issue and, you know, ditching the Hyde Amendment and. And I got to tell you something. My wife had to come in here because I was rolling around the ground laughing so hard. I said, these evangelicals have never run into the devil, apparently. I mean, seriously, the guy told you what he was going to do. You saw how much of a racist was. You saw how much of an abortion lover he was. And yet, shows you the ignorance of our people of a Christian faith in the areas of this. What say you?
And this is gonna. I'm sorry. This sounds like a really dumb question. I just want to make sure, Joe. Are these evangelical Christians who, so-called Christians who voted for Biden?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, they voted for him, and they wrote letters of support. They put up billboards, and they raised money. Wonderful people that we loosely call our brothers and sisters. Anyway, go ahead.
I just didn't want to assume, and I didn't want to just jump too quickly. But okay, it's not
go
even so that Biden gave them heads up on what he was going to do. The word of God itself, that they're supposed to be studying, told what Biden is going to do. And they missed it. So while they're talking about how disappointed in Biden they are, well, I guess, man, I'd have to say how disappointed I am in them.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to look at God on the last day and go, he's going to say, do you know how to read? Yeah. Did you have a TV set? Yeah. Did you have one of those smartphones that I allowed to be invented? Yeah. You didn't? Did you hear about this Biden guy? Uh-huh. And you voted for him?
Right. Yeah. You know, and God, you know, even though Jesus himself, he comes in and he's like, hey, sometimes I just got to speak in parables because I need people to dig. Now, Jesus didn't always do that. Sometimes Jesus speaks very plainly. Even you know, when with Adam in the garden, God spoke very plainly. This is my policy, and it should be very, very easy for you to understand. There's no excuse.
Don't even have to go to college. Go ahead.
Right. Very simple. And you guys were born fully grown. You guys didn't have to grow up learning stuff. I made you in my image, so that means that you're pretty flipping smart. You're grown people. You should understand this. Even Paul came and says, look, man, you know what? I'm not even going to speak in mysteries to you guys. I'm going to speak very plainly. Okay. So when you got people out there who call themselves Christians and they can't see the devil at work, even the devil just comes in as something that you should plainly understand is evil. Yo, I'm going to show up as a snake. Maybe you should run. You know? But you're not. So I'm going to go ahead and talk with you, and I'm going to bite you, and I'm going to get my venom in you.
God. But, you know, so are these... I don't want to technically question their Christianity, because maybe they're ignorant Christians. I don't know. Okay? But, I mean, seriously, how does any Christian, anybody who's reading the Bible, who reads what God has to say, how can any Christian, I know I'm going to step on a bunch of toes, but I'd rather stomp on them, how can they get behind somebody who openly says, I'm okay with abortion because I can't push my religion on somebody else? What has abortion got to do with religion?
Well, you know, they can get behind Biden because Biden is behind them, sniffing.
Yeah, with a sledgehammer and his hand on their wallet.
Well, the thing is, man, there's a lot of Christians, unfortunately, who believe that so-called Christians believe that abortion is okay. You know, this is something that God is okay with, and God forgives for this, and makes provisions for this and stuff like that. That's their interpretation of Jesus. You know, that's the idol that they've created called Jesus. And, you know, Biden being a Catholic, I guess that's supposed to make him, you know, default pro-life. No, it doesn't necessarily work that way. You know, when it comes to religion, Joe, even religion, people can go ahead and shape that to mean whatever they want it to mean.
Yes,
as long as
right.
It makes them feel good, you know, and Jesus hated that. And that's why he says, yo, I'm going to have to free you guys from religion because none of you guys can live up to it.
Well, see, you know, you and I have not gotten this deep with this conversation in the past, but I always say the same thing. You know, religion is man-made. Relationship is God-made, you know. Mm-hmm. God wants a relationship with us. He doesn't want us doing the religious things. Now, look, And I know that some people are going to find this uncomfortable, but, you know, I grew up as a Catholic. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I've said it a million times. The one thing I loved about my Catholic upbringing is there was no question, whether they had to beat it into you, there was no question. God existed, God loved you, and God wasn't going anywhere. You don't get that in mainstream Christian churches. You get the foo-foo feeling and this, that, and the other thing. And even though the nuns were beating me with a yardstick, I still don't know what the God loved me. But, I mean, they set the foundation that God was there. There was no question about it. And that I will always appreciate, okay? And then I moved in. I became a born-again Christian as time went on. And I think it was that foundation that really helped me grasp that. And not to sound like a holier-than-thou guy, but I have never, in my I haven't been a Christian for 61 years, but in my years as a Christian, I've never doubted God's existence. I've never doubted God's love for me. I've had moments where I go, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Zap me or something. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. But I've never had that moment, and I attribute it to my upbringing.
Sure, sure. And right now, man, that you raise an interesting point, as usual, Joe.
I usually do one a week or something like that. You get them.
But, you know, now, trying to be cute, I forgot what I was going to say. But no, you got these people out there who call themselves Christians, and it doesn't seem to be ingrained in them. And they think that, you know, with Trump losing and with Biden winning, these people who are talking about how disappointed they are and stuff like that, you do have people who are deciding that they're not Christian anymore, and they feel that God has betrayed them, and that you know, God let this usurper in. He's endorsing the liar and let Trump be beaten out of office and stuff like that. And it's sad, Joe, because I hear a lot of these, you know, Trump supporters, their faith actually hinged on whether Trump was going to be president or not.
Yeah,
and that's another reason why this country, man, is heading downhill.
Well, no, you'll find I'm in agreement with you from a standpoint also that, you know, these people that say they're Christians, these people that are voting and praying for the country, go all the way back to JFK. We knew what he was. They knew what he was. They voted him. They knew, you know, what Clinton was. They voted him in. So I have no sympathy for these people. We got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden at the White House in his first primetime address to the nation on the one-year anniversary of the worldwide pandemic.
But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as president of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing. And thank God we're making some real progress now. In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out. 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun when he's on. It's one of the few segments of the week I really honestly look forward to because we get to talk about real things on the real side, right? So Alfonso Rachel joins me, host of the Zopi and Dan Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. How you doing, Zo?
Man, I'm telling you, we may be talking about the real stuff, man. We are talking the real stuff on some unreal stuff, man. This stuff is unreal. I'm talking did you listen to it? Did you listen to Biden's, his ramblings? That's right, you did. You listened to his ramblings.
I call it the ramblings. Yeah, what else are you going to call it, right?
That's what else you're going to call it, man. And, okay, so the vaccine, I'm tripping out on a vaccine. How did it jump from, like, just one vaccine? Now it's a three-series vaccine. And I know, man, it's like, you know, people get these booster shots and stuff like that. I understand the series, man, but, you know, they just keep pushing the bar on this stuff, man.
Well, now, Zo, look. When you're lining up these yachts and jetliners to purchase, okay, and you get and you realize that the second shot is only going to get you 1.5 yachts, and the jetliner won't be set out the way you want it, you got to go for the third one. I mean, come on. You know. So, I mean, really. Seriously.
Three shots. Are they trying to set off our conspiracy alarms, man? Because, you know, us Bible thumpers would be like, three shots. Hey, do any of those shots correspond with six? I mean, can you try to make it any more apocalyptic? Maybe you guys should make it fourth or fifth series. But don't make it a sixth series shot, though.
No, I love this. It's like, so Johnson & Johnson came out with a shot. Everybody was looking forward to it. It's a one-shot solution. Here's the secret. It's only 66% effective, right? So you're going, and you may need a booster, but they're not sure. And then it was the other shot. It was a double shot, right? And you had to take two. One was 2 weeks after the first. And then, you know, who's that guy that thinks he's Bill Gates? That's right. He thinks he's a medical expert. He came out and said, you know, it's probably a good idea if we go for shot number three because, you know, we're not, after two, we're almost there, but we need to be 100%. So, you know, here's a guy who's a multi-billionaire and, anyways, you got him, and the same thing with the other shot. I mean, two shots there as well. So they don't even know. They can't make up their minds.
Sure.
But you can trust them. They're the government. They're here to help.
Oh, that makes me feel much better.
I figured
you roll up my sleeve, man. I'm going to make a phone call right now and see if they can come on here and drill me. But no, Yeah, what? The virus, one, how this vaccine just came up so fast. You know, now it's going to be a 3-series shot. And you got these people out there, and they call us crazy, man, because, you know, we're, just like we were talking about Dr. Seuss, man, and how these people look for all this stuff, and they call us crazy because we're looking for things, and they say, look, man, there's some really nefarious implications that are going on in here. And they ridicule us because, hey, man, what's this going to do to people's RNA? What's this gonna do to people's DNA? It's like we're ridiculous for asking these questions. Meanwhile, these are the same people, Joe. Yeah. They ridicule us for thinking, hey, man, what are you going to do to the RNA? What are you going to do to the DNA? But these are the same people who tell you and insist that a person can change their bio code and become a male to a female. It's like you guys are the ones who are actually insisting that people can change what they are. But because we say, you know, hey, what's this going to do? Oh, you guys are just being ridiculous.
Well, they have admitted, and they haven't come out and said this is what happens, but they have admitted it alters part of your DNA structure to fight the virus. This would be the first virus vaccine that technically did that, right? The rest of them fight the virus with a little bit of the virus and what have you, what have you. So I'm saying to myself, here's people who can't, first of all, it used to take 5 or 6 years to do this. Why? I guess there was more money in it. But now they can come out in a year, like to your point, you need a double or a triple shot. They're not responsible for anything, okay? And again, it just, God, there's lung cancer, gone. Seasonal flu, gone. Nobody dies of heart disease anymore. Everybody dies of COVID.
It's just, and we bought into it. Yes, and yeah, exactly, man. And folks are so scared by this virus that in doing this, they don't even know what else that they might be compromising their bio code, you know, for anything else. What are they going to do?
Oh, you're one of those freaks, though. What do you mean my bio code? What are you talking about? They can't do that.
Because I'm too lazy to say RNA, DNA, and all that sort of stuff, man. Let's just get it down to the code, man. It's just, that's what they're messing around with now, man.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
But the thing is, people are dying from, it's like, just like you said, nobody's dying from anything else anymore. And, you know, when you can't go in and you can't advocate for your loved ones, man, that's another reason why people are getting screwed in the hospital. You're not allowed in there. You're not allowed to see what's going on. You're not allowed to see how these people are dealing with patients. You can't even go in there and say, hey, this is, cause you know, a lot of times they treat these people like a bunch of numbers, man, and they think that everything is a catch-all, one size fits all. They don't care about your medical history and stuff like that. And you need to be in there and say, hey, just to let you know, whatever it is you're prescribing, this doesn't really work. You know, this is going to have an adverse reaction to whatever you think it is. And nobody's in there to advocate for their loved ones.
We before all this hit, a friend of ours whose husband died last January, I think it was, and she was in the room when they prescribed something for her husband, who was dying anyhow. And she said, wait a minute, he's allergic to that. Mm. And it's on his chart.
Wow.
Right? And she went to the chart and she showed them where it was. And it's kind of like, do you people, I mean, again, I'm not disparaging our first responders, people working in the hospital, but here you had a point where you had an advocate in the room. You had somebody sitting there who had, you know, who had a stake in the claim here to say, no, you're not going to do this. You're going to kill my husband. You know, and they're so overworked right now. You need advocates in these homes for the seniors. Otherwise, they're going to kill more of them.
Right, man. I'm telling you, you know, the blood on the hands of these people who have done this. This is a hate crime, Joe. I can't say it enough. That's exactly what this is. This is a straight up hate crime.
It's a love crime. It's a love of money.
Hey, well, when they talk about love wins, all right. Yeah, I'll go with that.
What else? I mean, so seriously, when you boil it all down, right? If you really care, I mean, these guys, they're so humanistic, you know. They love everybody. They want to get medicine out to the people in Africa and the people in South America because, you know, we're all about the human beings. And yet, they know this stuff is dangerous. They're hiding, you know, over and over and over again. I'm getting emails from people that are easy to check out where, you know, you read the story the other day about the 39-year-old mother. She got her second shot. She died less than 10 days later. Perfectly healthy woman.
Sure.
Now, what do you say? Oh, it must have been something else. Yeah, must have, you know what? That was the seasonal flu. That wasn't from the shot. There you go.
I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, but you're right, man. They call it love, but their so-called love is still built out of how much they resent people. One, it's like they already say that the planet's overpopulated.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, they're not wanting anybody to die from the virus. But, you know, they do have a lot of contempt for their fellow man. And they want to act like they're the ones who have all the compassion and that they're the better people. It's like, you know, with these Democrats, they can't get over being supremacists. They have to show that they're better and more caring than everybody else. And Biden going on with this mask thing, and his answer and his address to this is totally indefinite. You know, we don't know when this is supposed to stop. And
but don't we have science?
It doesn't look like science is really telling us much.
when he came out with the mask on in a room where there's virtually nobody in the room, okay, and he puts the mask on while he's talking, was he afraid of giving coronavirus to the microphone?
Yeah, the mask, and it's crazy, man. You got people out there, like we said before, people in restaurants, they're eating in restaurants, eating outside, inside, and in these enclosures. They're not worried about that. You can't sing in church, but you're going to be at a restaurant having your food, and when your food is hot, what you going to do? You're going to blow on it. So people go, you know, let me cool off my food. I guess they're blowing that virus around and stuff like that. People do it all day. So, but you got heaters, man, that send a draft down, you know, that, you know, you got this cold air coming up, and heaters that are radiating heat and stuff like that, carrying that virus around, you know, up into the air and all that sort of stuff. None of that stuff is dangerous. Man, it's the people, the things that people are doing out of fear, man.
The biggest joke that I have is when you were a kid and you got anxious, you got too anxious, what did they tell you to do in school? You grab a paper bag. Right? You put it up to your mouth, and you breathe into it, right? And that would calm you down because you weren't breathing oxygen back in, right? And it would calm you down. And what are we doing now? You put the mask on. It's depriving you of oxygen. I learned that in the 70s in school, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. So that science apparently has been nixed as well. That one doesn't count anymore either. So, but listen, but we got to be serious when we come back, okay? I mean, there is another problem, a major problem that they just found in more Dr. Seuss books. And apparently, not only is the Cat in the Hat now racist, but Horton the Elephant has turned out to have been a white supremacist. We'll do more of that on the side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversies.
We are back. Joe McKeever, your host, always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I really do. I want you paying attention to what's going on around you. And then later on in the show, you better join me. In the latter hour, we're going to talk about some great happenings here on the show. But I'm not telling you, you have to hang out the rest of the show. Anyhow, Alfonso Racial joins me, who I lovingly refer to as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den. Anti-fuddy-duddy, but is that aimed at me? Guys like me? When you say anti-fuddy, you better be saying no.
No, man. That means that you're part of the clique. If you're watching, you're part of the clique, man.
Yeah, it's and I won't bring it up again, but, you know, I was talking about some of the things that bother me in churches that are, for lack of a better term, lily white. It just makes me crazy, you know. You can smile. God's okay with you smiling. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Smiling and getting down, man. You can get down.
If the rocks would start making noise, you know, when Jesus walks by, we can make a little noise too. It is okay.
I like it. Yeah.
So anyway, hey, tell people how to find your music, how to find you, your music, and that kind of thing. We're supposed to support.
Nice, man. Thank you. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and I've got the shows that we just talked about, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft, 20 Pound Sledge. Got my books, Solid Right Cross, so hope folks will check it out.
You know, it's funny. It's the Bible tells us to guard our eyes and our ears, you know, what we put into ourselves. And, you know, I do it too. I'm guilty of this, so I can put it out there. But when you start flicking through the stations tonight, you know, sometimes I'm guilty of looking for certain things to watch after the show to, quote unquote, wind down. And the reality is, though, is what we should be doing, what we, I, usins should be doing, is, you know, looking for shows like yours, like lining them up. So, you know, some nights I'm listening to you, some nights I'm listening to, you know, some other guys, I don't want to put their names out there, but some other guys that I listen to, preachers and what have you, because I got the word on in the background. You know, I'm doing my stuff, I'm doing my cleanup, and it's good to have the word in the background. Because the Bible says that when the demons hear the name of Jesus, they tremble. And what I think is while that pastor's on preaching, every time he says Jesus, those demons that are anywhere near the house are starting to, you know, tremble, and, you know, they look like they're having an epileptic fit, and that makes me happy. So
nice. That's right, man. Yes. And we do need to support, you know, this yes. market of ministry. You know, that's what it is. You know, we're providing
it
our service.
It is a ministry, yeah.
Yeah, to, you know, to get the gospel out there is what we need to do. And do it in creative ways and compete with the godless. These people have gone unchallenged. We need mediums like this, but these are still mediums of reason. We're reasoning with people in a lot of the culture that's sold over to imagination. So there needs to be imaginative ways to be able to communicate with them so we can capture their attention and deliver the reason to them. You know, other than that, they don't understand what we're saying.
I've gotten to the point where I am tired of Christians putting down everything they either don't like or don't understand. Like, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. Not every TV evangelist is bad, okay? Let's start off there. Matter of fact, we're idiots, because if we had taken over the airwaves the way we could have taken over when TV first hit, same thing with that internet, you know, the one that the devil put out there to get into your kids' head. Well, why didn't we take it over, okay? Why don't we have control of these things? Oh, no, because they're all from the devil. Well, good, then kick them in the teeth and take it away from them, right?
That's right. Isn't that what Adam should have done in the first place? You know, it's like, Adam. Why didn't you call on the counsel of the Holy Spirit and snatch that snake up by his tail and beat his head up against that tree? Why didn't you do that? And when the Lord of God tells you that the devil is the prince and the power of the air, well, you might not want to let him have control over the airways. You may say, hey, God, you know, how do we handle
that's
this?
That's awful violent, brother, though. I don't know if God calls us to do that.
Does, too.
God.
Right. Jesus is militant. And we, for the right reasons.
We have sunk into the... So check this out. So, you know, this is one of those days today. So there's another new development in the Dr. Seuss debacle, right? So we have six of his books now that have been yanked from circulation over accusations of racism. So the Cat in the Hat is a racist, and Horton the Elephant is a white supremacist. Okay? And what's being put out there... Now, most people, you know as well as I do, even your brothers and sisters, you know, they hear that word racist and they crawl into a hole and they get afraid and they don't know what to do and they don't know how to respond. So there's an organization called The Conscious Kid. And they started cancel culture mess by examining Dr. Seuss's books, ready for this, through the lens of critical race theory. So there's a clear view of what you're looking at. So they start off with that. Now, they believe that all literature must be examined. And, you know, the Bible is considered literature in the education world. But anyway, they believe that all literature must be examined with an eye to its alleged inherent racism.
And I remember when you would examine a book, I remember it being called a book report. Yeah. Didn't involve this jump. Hey, but okay, here's the deal, Joe. And I tried to word conservatives about this. Starting with, and this is going back 10 plus years. Right, I tried to tell conservatives,
I know you
like,
did.
Look,
go ahead. Yep.
You know, it's like they didn't believe me. It's like, look, that Confederate flag thing, these Confederate monuments, you need to separate yourself from that. They didn't want to do it because it's American history, and we got to have our pride in our history, and it's just part of our history. No, it's not American history. It's Democrat history. And if you show any sort of favoritism for it, if you uphold it in any way, the culture is going to associate it with you. Don't do that. If you're going to keep the monuments up, make sure that people know where they came from. Republicans didn't do that. They argued for the statues. They argued for the flag. And now people associate these things with them. And that's why it's so easy for people to assume that the parties have switched sides and they associate Democrat evils with Republicans. When they came after these statues, I said, Republicans, you've got to make sure that people understand the distinctions between these. Because if you don't, they're going to come after the other statues. They're going to buy into the lie that Lincoln didn't care about freeing the slaves and all this sort of stuff. And you're going to let the Democrat narrative control that. They didn't do it. And sure enough, people came after statues of Lincoln. They came after statues of Frederick Douglass. Now they're coming after pancake syrup. And they're coming after Dr. Seuss. And I tried to tell Republicans, like, you're going about this all wrong. You know, but they didn't listen. That Look pride, man, that nationalistic pride.
The woman that was on the Aunt Jemima bottle had a great story. And now, in about 10 years, nobody will know about her story. Nobody will know about how she overcame, you know, because, well, you got to do. So, Horton, you ready? This one is going to send you into orbit. So, Horton hears a who. They say the book is an allegory about a white savior complex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the cat in the hat was inspired by blackface. But if I want to get down to their level, I could always say that Horton and the cat in the hat should be considered biracial, right? The cat's black and white. And
right.
Horton's gray. So he's got to have some kind of mix in there. So, you know what I'm saying? But Horton Hears the Who is an allegory about a white savior complex. I don't know. How much dope do you have to smoke to come up with that?
Man, and they think that we Republicans be reading into stuff like with the vaccines and stuff, but I'm talking, wow. Okay, Horton, a white elephant? No, what this is really about is, you know, the elephant is the Republican Party symbol. And that's what this really is, and they're trying to make it out to be this racist elephant. And if the cat in the hat is blackface, they got it backwards because he looks more like a mime. I don't see how that's added. I guess Sylvester is racist too, because he's in blackface also. Sylvester the cat suffering succotash.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
What about the Virginia governor and Jimmy Fallon? Was it Jimmy Fallon? I mean, they were in blackface. Why don't they? Why don't we cancel them?
Well, they did their apology. I know Jimmy Kimmel did his apology.
We couldn't get a hold of Horton or the cat for their apology, I guess, or something. I don't know. This is just, this is so acid. This stuff, and I'm even sorry I'm talking about it to a degree, though, because I think we need to keep pounding away so people see how ludicrous this stuff is.
But Joe, what have I been saying? I've been saying it for years, and conservatives, see, they don't understand. When they think imagination, they just think something childish and it's insignificant and stuff like that. I've been trying to tell conservatives, like, look, these people are given over to their imaginations. Right. All this stuff that they're doing is their fear. All these things are them being totally submitted to their imagination. And conservatives think that they're just going to listen to reason. I'm like, no, that's not the language they speak. These people are going crazy by giving over to their imaginations. And it's a language that we don't speak to them. And unfortunately, you're going to have to start to learn to do it. It doesn't mean that you have to forfeit reality, but you need to get real and understand that this is a real problem.
Yep.
You know, the conservatives, too many, they don't do it.
No, I don't know what they're afraid of, though. I really don't. I mean, let's just back up again. I like pounding on Christian brothers and sisters. It's just something I like to do. And it's like, you know, Jesus put up with all kinds of crap for us. Now you're sitting here. He's allowed you to have this government. You live in a country that's giving you the freedom to pretty much do anything you need to do to be successful. Allows you to openly worship. I mean, look what's happening in China and some other countries today. You can't openly worship Christ anywhere. So here you are in this country, and what are you doing? You're handing it over. But I don't think they're handing it over because they think it's the right thing to do. I believe our brothers and sisters are handing it over because they're afraid. They're fearful. They don't want the persecution either from their friends and loved ones or from the government. Am I wrong?
No, there's a lot of truth to that, man. And fear, just like we said, will make you do. Fear is one of those things that'll make you beat yourself up. It's almost like, say, for instance, a spider comes down, right? And you see that spider, and out of your fear, you start punching yourself in the face.
You're right.
All right, real quick, where they can find you, Fest.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and look forward to y'all coming to visit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know, one of these days I'll give his house dress out, and we all go there and party. Anyway, Jonas, your host, always a pleasure. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Tom Del Vaccaro joins us. The debrief on Joey B. We'll be back in a little bit.